Hello, Audio Science Laboratory.
You can hear the buildings rise as the city goes higher. You can hear the dream rolling fast as the city steps out with its eyes on the sky and its feet on the ground. Listen to ASL and hear a living sound. From the summer sails on the lake to the first snows of winter, from the gorges on the canal to the high flying jets, where a great past is found, where a big boat is found. Listen to ASL and hear a living sound.
Whoa, okay. Okay, that's better. Hi. When I tell people I have a radio show on WMFO, I usually have to deal with questions like, what's a doopy? And why is there a time for it? Also, did you just say poopy? And usually I will like try to explain myself and like say that it's an album made in the 90s, by the Doopies, of course, but I've never gotten the chance or the time to ever like properly explain myself, because believe it or not, the only way that I can ever explain why I named my show after this album is because we'd have to listen to the whole album. So because of that, the idea to have a Doopy time listening party has been kind of floating around my head for a while, but I've never really looked into the album's lore outside of, you know, like the production and like, you know, that it was a side project of this Japanese composer experimentalist Yon Tomita. And so at the beginning of the semester, I decided I wanted to look more into Yon Tomita, and what I found was so shocking, so revelatory, so profoundly earth-shattering that I haven't been the same since. And to that end, it's impossible to talk about the Doopies without talking about Yon Tomita. And that's what I'm gonna do today. So without further ado, my name is Ian Smith, and welcome to Doopy Palooza. Woo! Okay, so, yeah, I'm gonna be talking about the Doopies and Yon Tomita for the next, 45-ish minutes, and then I'm gonna hop over to Doopy Time, which we're gonna listen to in full. But before we get there, we have to get through everything else. And our story doesn't start in Japan, actually, with Yon Tomita. It starts with, America. Discover America, more specifically, the 1972 album by Van Dyke Parks, which features a lot of steel drum for some reason. And Yon Tomita apparently credits this album with starting his love for the steel drum. And he would have been around 20 when this album was released, I believe, and he just fell in love with the sound. He said in interviews that when he first heard it, it was like the closest thing to outer space for him. And he wanted to learn how to play it, but unfortunately there is a shortage of steel drum teachers in Japan, or even players. So he kind of put that dream on the side, worked in some other bands in the meantime, but then finally, like 9 years later, he saved up enough money to go study the instrument and traveled all the way to Trinidad and Tobago to learn how to play the steel drum. And then when he returned to Japan, he was actually the first steel pan player in Japan. Oh my god, that's so hard to say. So this guy became the first steel drum player in all of Japan, and that led him to work with a lot of musicians at the time, working in sessions with artists such as Pizzicato 5, Cornelius, Ryuichi Sakamoto, Kahime Kuri, Kyoko Kazumi. Long story short, if there's a Japanese song that was made in the 80s and it has steel drum on it, chances are it's Yan Tomita. Although he usually works under an alias, so you might see him as Dr. Yan, Dr. Y, Y Tomita, or even Dr. Domestic. But the song that I think best encapsulates Yan Tomita at this point in time was his collaboration with Seiko Ito and Tinny Punks. These were all rap groups. Tinny Punks was a duo consisting of Hiroshi Fujiwara and Takagi Kan. And Yan Tomita actually co-produced their collaborative album, Construction, in 1986. And that album is actually the first Japanese hip-hop album. So the guy who made Doopy Time also is responsible for bringing the sounds of hip-hop and calypso and exotica to Japan. And this song that I'm about to play is the one that started it all, actually. All the turntable work that you're about to hear is all Yan. The vague references to New York are the rappers. This is Tokyo Bronx by Seiko Ito and Tinny Punks, kicking off Doopy Palooza, co-produced by Yan Tomita, like I just said. Anyway, let's take a listen. I'll check back in 5.
Go, I got dinner tonight. This is the Mighty Viper singing you a calypso from Mr. An, from Jan rather, from Japan. And he's also a good steel band man. Well, I am feeling happy to sing this sweet calypso melody. I get to understand that Mr. Jan, he came from Japan. Oh, what a handsome gentleman. I want you to understand. Well, we are proud and glad to welcome his visit to Trinidad. Well, they told me as man that he beat the steel band. Well, I get to know. So, in the land of the calypso.
Whoa, sorry. So the song you just heard was Mighty Viper's Calypso from Jan Tomita's first solo album, Music for Astro Age, released in 1992. If you listen to that song and you're like, hey, that guy doesn't sound Japanese, you'd be right. Half this album was recorded in Japan, but the other half of the album was actually recorded in Trinidad, where Jan Tomita recorded with a bunch of, I believe it's Trinidadian studio musicians, including Mighty Viper, who is a calypso singer from Trinidad. So yeah, the bulk of Jan Tomita's steel drum session work can be found in the 80s, but this period of his music was kind of capped off with the release of Music for Astro Age, which was also the first album released under Jan Tomita's newly minted label, Audio Science Laboratory, which would then go on to house the rest of Jan Tomita's work. If you've ever looked at the Doopy Time album cover and it says Audio Science Laboratory Presents at the top, that's why. Also, my own little Doopy Time graphic says WMFO Audio Science Laboratory, and that's a reference to that. So this album is kind of split. A song from this album is actually playing right now in the background. It's called Sia. But this album is kind of split between like covers of his musical like progenitors, such as John Cage, Rotary Connection, and Sun Ra, which is what you're about to hear, as well as original songs that kind of showcase the spectrum of genres that Jan was inspired by and took frequent notes from, such as calypso, electronic, acid jazz, hip hop, and dub music. This album also showcases Jan's like very like like sense of humor. There is a rendition of John Cage's 433 on here, as well as a dub rendition of John Cage's 433. And if you've ever listened to dub music, you will probably get how hilarious that concept is. But it's kind of like Silence but 2.0, I'll say. However, I wouldn't really recommend this album to anyone outside of truly insane people like me who are trying to learn more about this man in their free time. Not only is this 2 hours long, but a lot of it is just Jan kind of trying to figure out his sound, experimenting with steel drums and electronics and tape recorders. But outside of that, I don't know. There are some actually like standout songs on here. Jan Tomita likes to do this thing where he comes up with a really good hook for a song and then just makes multiple variations of that song. For example, there's Beyond the Blue Star Zone 1, 2, and 3. Number 2 is personally my favorite. It's a 9-minute song and it doesn't sound at all like it's 9 minutes, which is a plus in my opinion. And the second, the song that I'm about to play is a cover of Sun Ra's We Travel the Space Rays, which is number 1 of 2. I chose this song to play from Music for Astro Age, not only because it introduces Jan's recurring love for outer space, but it's just a damn good cover and really showcases Jan's talent on the steel drum. And I believe it's playing right now, so I'm gonna shut up and let it play. This is We Travel the Space Waves by Jan Tomita.
We travel the space waves. From planet to planet, we travel the space ways. From planet to planet,
travel.
Was the name that Jan Tomita released his second album under in 1994. The Astro Age Steel Orchestra released, I don't know what that was, but the Astro Age Steel Orchestra was Jan Tomita's steel drum band, which consisted of him, Chika Ogawa, Gen Tamura, Hideyuki Imai, and Yumiko Ono, honing their steel drum heavy sound that you heard on their last album to create this sort of signature calypso meets space age part art pop meets healthy dosing of cosmic kitsch. which you can hear right now. This is the theme of Happy Living, which interpolates, if you can hear, a Christmas carol. But yeah, that's kind of the vibes that's kind of going on this album. It's very upbeat. You can almost kind of feel the happiness radiating off this. It's just so palpable. I love this. This is like, if you listen to one album from this show that's not Doopy Time, make it this album. This album's also significant because it marks the beginning of Jan Tomita's uses of skits and characters to convey information. This album features the Doopies for the very first time, Caroline being played by Yumiko Ono, Susie being played by Susie Kim, and Sun Cage B played by Chika Ogawa. There's also Trinidad Bill, who is just a one-off for this album, and is played by Bill Trothman, a Trinidadian calypso singer. If the last album was Jan's love letter to music and his inspirations, or musical inspirations, this one is his love letter to the steel drum and the musicians who play it. He had been playing steel drum for 11 years at this point, mind you, and you can kind of, you can really like feel the love that he has for this instrument. In between a couple of the songs, there are these spoken word interludes from Trinidad Bill, which are called Living Messages from Pan Yard, where he talks about the steel drum in this almost spiritual way, where he's like, you know, the fact that man was able to take this industrial race, this industrial waste, and use it to express themselves, to create music and sound, that's kind of a metaphor for the revival of the soul of man. And I'm not gonna lie, he's kind of do be spitting a little. Outside of, you know, like these living messages, there are also like some really good songs on this album. There's a 10-minute song called Flying Saucer at Big Country that is uses steel drums and rewinding and kind of like rewinding the tape to create the sounds of an alien spacecraft landing on Earth, where aliens and humans make contact for the first time. And also there's a song called Free Sex in Pan Yard, which is basically like a sex joke turned into a 90s hip hop beat, which is really cool. I don't know. It's kind of funny. Sorry, getting a little refresh there. But yeah, the song that I am going to play from this album is Hold On To Your Man Part 1. Again, series of variations on a theme. There's Part 1, Part 2, and Part 3 of a cover of Lord Kitchener's Hold On To Your Man. And there's also, I believe, a cover of the Mighty Sparrow's Tour of Jamaica. So obviously Jan Tomita kind of like knows his calypso stuff. And yeah. And I want to play this Hold On To Your Man song, not only because it's Sunshine Incarnate, but because it's the first song that features the Doopies. And that's important to me. And if you don't crack a smile when they first introduce themselves, you might not have a soul. Oh, my name they're is starting. Willard Harris, the relator. All right, this is
a recording as done by the Astral Age Steel Orchestra.
Correct.
I shall now sing.
Hold On To Your Man. Let's take a listen.
Get a lot of commerce in tongue, beware. When you hear them steel band boys coming down with the band swinging and the crowd jumping, you must understand. Anything could happen inside a band, so darling, hold on to your man. If you love him, don't ask me why. Watch him in the band when he jumping or you go cry. Darling, we live and we learn. You want to keep what you own. Girl, you can't trust your pal for this carnival.
Friends of Astro Age Steel Orchestra.
rhythm moving.
Yes. Now let's go to the pond yard.
Hold on to your man. If you love him, don't ask me why. Watch him in the van when he jumping or you go cry. Darling, we live and we learn. You want to keep what you own. Girl, you can't trust your pal for this carnival.
Hey, let's go to the pond yard. It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah? Are you sure?
That was Hold On To Your Man Part 1. And right now you're listening to In and Out Yin and Yang from Yan Tomita's 1998 album, Music for Living Sound. So technically Doobie Time was released in 1995, but I'm going to skip it because we're going to be listening to it later. And I'm also going to skip Do It, which was the 20-minute promotional EP released in 1996, half of which are just like advertisements for Doobie Time. However, you should check out Love in Gas Music Number 2, which is a rework of one of the songs from Happy Living Astro Age Steel Orchestra, but with lyrics by the Doobies, and it's really good and should have been on Doobie Time, in my opinion. Anyway, so in 1998, Yan Tomita released his most conceptual, most experimental album to date, Music for Living Sound. And by most conceptual, I mean most bloated, because this thing is 3 hours long. Oh my god. And at times, it really does feel like it. Like, I had to listen to this thing in three separate sittings. So it was a slog, but I'm glad to have done it because now I have an appreciation for what he was trying to do, and now I don't ever have to like really like listen to it again, maybe not, hopefully. But basically this album is kind of like Yan Tomita kind of trying to figure out like where the boundary between sound and music is. And you know what? The narrator is about to explain it anyway, so I'm just gonna let her step in. This is the narrator who usually narrates most of Yan's stuff.
Listen to the sounds you hear without much attention.
Yoko Ozawa.
Sounds from far away, sounds from somewhere nearby. Let's listen to the sounds you hear in your life. You might find some wonderful sound you did not notice before. And if you carefully zoom in that particular sound, you might see a different world. Now let's zoom it in.
So yeah, basically Yan was attempting to like kind of figure out the boundary between what constitutes sound and what constitutes music. And basically the 28 tracks on here kind of talk about like how music can be found all around us. There are tracks on here that are literally just him flicking a switch on and off. There are songs of people snoring. There's a track which features like an Aeolian harp, which is an instrument that's played by the wind. And basically I think what Yan is trying to argue with this 3 hour long mixtape is that music is all around us, and it can be found in the natural rhythms and pulses of the bodies, and it just, sound is something that lives, and it lives, music lives inside of that sound. That's I think what he was trying to go for. I would not recommend anyone listen to this, only if your interest is piqued enough, you know. However, I will say Grandmaster Flash is randomly on this. Yan Tomita used to produce for Grandmaster Flash, or like, And so I think it's funny that Jan like called up Grandmaster Flash for this album. And there are some songs on there where Jan told me to six some wires to Grandmaster Flash's like brain and muscle and heart, and like makes music with them. And Grandmaster Flash is like MCing with him, and it's really cool. And if you're into that kind of stuff, you should check it out. And if we kind of continue this love letter metaphor that I've been building on here, I would say this album is kind of like Jan's love letter to music and sound itself. I guess like, and humans is kind of like instrumental in that equation, because we are players in the universal song of life itself. Chew on that for a second. Unfortunately, Jan Tomita would go on to release a live album, An Adventure of Inevitable Chance, in 2000. Along with that album, he was promoting A Doopie Time 2, which was slated for release in 2006. However, while he was working on this album, he worked on it daily for 6 months straight, and he ended up suffering a fall and had to go to the hospital. And he had to make the decision to halt production indefinitely on Doopie Time 2. And I mean, you gotta imagine like what must have been happening for him to like put something of that, like that project aside, you know? Like this, it obviously must have been a huge wake up call for him. Like the work culture in Japan is really, really intense. And for him to have like been so obsessively working on this album for 6 months straight, the only reason he stopped was because he like broke his leg. And I think that kind of turned him off from wanting to complete the album. And it sucks for me as a Doopie Time fan, but you know, since then he's only released reworkings of old songs and unreleased B-sides and collaborations. He's never to this day released anything original. That's not to say it's not good though. So the three mixtapes of material that Jan Tomita has put out. Well, actually, I'm not sorry. I'll wait. So right now you're listening to Forever Yawn by Forever Yawn, which is one of the songs that can be found on his one of three mixtapes that he's released between 2006 and 2008. I should mention, this series is called Forever Yawn Music Meme Series, which, you know, very ahead of his time in more ways than one. But number two, three, and four, and they have some of Jan Tomita's like greatest songs that he's ever made. For example, number two is an EP of unreleased material, including this song, Forever Yawn, which is a collaboration between him, Seiko Ito, his old, and Kan Takagi, both of whom were on that first song, Tokyo Bronx, with him. There's also a reworking of the song Daijobu, which was written for that album, that the Jan Tomita has the Doopies sing in an acoustic cover, and it's really lovely. It's on YouTube. You should go check it out. Forever Yawn Music Meme number three is reworkings of Doopie Time songs. So Air Vibes, My Spinning Wheel, and Love Songs are recreated. They're sped up, and the first two, Air Vibes and Spinning Wheel, are honestly like some of the greatest songs he's ever created. So if you like Doopie Time, you should listen to that album. And then, if you've been listening, you might notice that this song and some of the other songs I've been playing in the background have a very similar chord progression or kind of sound the same. And that's because they do and are. So The original song, which was, I mentioned at the beginning of the program, Sia, from Music for Astro Age, for Jan Tomita's fourth Music Meme mixtape, which he called Variations, he enlisted the help of some of his closest collaborators to make songs centered around the chord progression of Sia. So among these artists include The Cymbals, Linda Yamamoto, Kahimi Kari, whose song is actually on Spotify. It is accessible on streaming services, and it is very good. You can tell that Jan Tomita wrote it. Also, this song and Jan Tomita himself. Jan Tomita hasn't released any new music since then. However, he seems more interested in like the live performance aspect of music rather than the creation of like projects and albums. And he still performs live from time to time. In 2015, the Doobies actually reunited for their 20th anniversary. But Jan just likes to put on shows every couple months with the Audio Science Laboratory, just cooking up stuff, throwing things at the wall, seeing what sticks. And for that reason, Jan Tomita is one of the most prolific composers in Japan. And you probably haven't heard of him until now. I hope I put you onto something. To close out this little period, I'm going to be playing a song from Forever Yawn Music Meme number 4. This is Kyoko Koizumi's Moonlight, and it's also available on streaming services. All right. Have you ever heard such a beautiful sound? All right. See you guys in a bit.
Bye.
So even though Jan Tomita might not be making new music anymore, based on these collaborations he's done, you know, his legacy will, you know, he's cemented himself in music history, I would argue. Yeah, and his vision for music has not gone unnoticed by me. And hopefully you've learned something new today about Jan Tomita and what he's done for the great nation of Japan and Doopy Time. I should do my PSA. I haven't done that yet. Distracted driving is a dangerous epidemic on America's roadways. Stay safe behind the wheel. Visit stoptechstoprex.org and learn more. Well, it's come to that time. And you might ask, what time? And to that I say, hey, what time is it now? I mean, what's the time?
It's
the time. I mean, the space. I feel
like the feel of it. I mean, the vibes of it.
Yeah, the way it is.
All right, guys. My name is Ian Smith. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And at 10:45 p.m., it is officially Doopy time. Stick around. So, you just got done listening to How Does It Feel by the Doopies. Before that, Doopie Time by the Doopies. If you're just now tuning in, welcome. I'm playing Doopie Time. Straight through. Let's talk about what we just heard. So, Doopie Time, the theme song of the Doopies, leading you into the album, featuring both a sample of I Dream of Jeannie and, what's her name? I Love Lucy. How Does It Feel? Cover of the Ronettes. Wait, hold on a second.
This time is Doopie time.
Sorry, I had to salute the flag. Anyway, How Does It Feel by the Ronettes, a song about not knowing how you're feeling, which is kind of the plight of Caroline, the Doopies, throughout this album, is Caroline is kind of, as we find her right now, she's feeling something. And it's got her down, and Susie's trying to help cheer her up. And in a second, we're going to hear a couple songs that kind of externalize Caroline's pain. This is Chopin Opus 28 number 4 with Tone Cluster. Caroline, indeed. This is another take on Chopin, Opus 28, number 4. Jimmy style.
Oh, Caroline, playing the guitar, Jimmy style. must be tough for you, Caroline.
So yeah, as we can tell, Girlie's kind of going through it. And this next song, My Spinning Wheel, will talk more about this. Let's listen to Caroline sing her heart out. Just wanted to come in and say this is Ian Smith and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Currently you're listening to My Spinning Wheel by the Doopies. Stick around for more Doopie related content. Currently right now where we are, obviously Caroline's still feeling a little down. You know, these things happen. This song is basically about,